Hello and welcome. My name is Stan Dorinsky. I am your host of the Stealth Mode podcast. As the intro says, welcome to my maiden podcast. It's going to keep it short and sweet. Just going to give you a little bit of an introduction to who I am and what my operation is all about. My operation is called Stealth Mode. I have a growing presence in social media around the web, and it is social media only at the time, and that's for very good reason. In the future, I may expand to a .com presence, but I have no plans to at this moment. For a very good reason, using a .com address to curate the news is a very daunting task. I've done it before. It just takes up way too much time. Social media is instantaneous. It's live. It's breaking. It's happening. You don't have to worry about more detailed things about appearance and things like that, and you get what I mean. But in the future, you never know. If I expand my operation and I get people to help me out with my operation, it is just me for now. You never know. But social media works for me right now, and it's going to be like that for now. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am out of New England. I've lived in New England all my life. I am 48 years old, single, going on 49 this summer. So I'm pushing the big 5-0 pretty soon. It's coming up quick. Never thought I'd live past my 20s, to be honest with you. Anyways, the Stealth Mode is all about providing you with engaging content. And me, this is not my full-time gig, just to let you know. I do this on the side right now as a hobby. It's not monetized at this time. In the future, I'm not going to lie to you, I do hope to monetize my presence on the web, Stealth Mode's presence on the web. It would be nice to break away from the 9-to-5 routine, especially as I'm getting older. That is my ultimate goal, but I'm not in it just for the money. I'm doing it just because it's something to do. I'm a single guy. I work a lot, and I don't have a lot of free time. And when I do, I'm usually on a computer. If I'm not on social media, then I am probably working on music, because that's what I do too. I also write music, and I record music, I produce music, and I sing. And that intro that you heard for this podcast, well, I wrote that, and I produced it all by myself. And maybe I will let you in on a little bit of other projects I'm working at in the future. But I'm just a regular, ordinary, average guy. My background is in investigations. I used to be an investigator. I have a degree in criminal justice. I have worked in the private sector of criminal justice under investigations for many, many years. Now, I'm not in investigations anymore, but I am in a related field. No, I'm not CIA or anything like that. Far from it, trust me. I wish I was. I'd be making more money. But I do have, you know, a background investigator or investigative background history. So when it comes to the news, I have a good idea of what's being told out there, whether or not it's real or fake. There are just standard basic protocols when it comes to gathering information that need to be followed. It's standard across the board. And one thing I'm noticing is a lot of reporters just don't do it. They do it half-assed. Some of them do it all the way. Very few. Most of your mainstream news reporters don't. They don't know how to properly vet sources. They say they vet sources, but you can't vet sources when you have a bias to begin with. It's just impossible. Speaking of biases, what about my biases? I'm presenting you the news, right? Well, here's my biases. I hate politicians. I don't trust politicians. Here's my bias. how more unbiased can you get, right? I've already been accused of being a Trump lover, a Biden lover, a Trump hater, a Biden hater. You know, I don't like any of them. So before you accuse me, just think about that. I don't care. Politicians are useless. They're useless to me. They've been useless to most of us for a very, very long time. It's not that they can't become useful. They can, but just not these guys. These guys are not doing anybody any good. They're not working for us, because if they were, we would not be experiencing the problems we're having in this country right now. And this has been going on for decades. So politicians are useless. You know, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are not going to save this country, folks. I hate to say it. No politician is going to save this country. That's our job. We need to save this country. So when I'm curating the news out there, I'm doing it with my own political bias. Yes, my political bias is, number one, I don't trust politicians. I hate them. And number two, I don't trust most of the mainstream news out there. However, the problem exists is that that is the news that most people are being fed. And I got to try to make some sense of it the best I can with writing headlines and things like that. I'm doing, by the way, is rewriting the headlines. I am not rewriting articles. So I'm reading through the articles and I'm coming up with what I think would be the best headline. Sometimes the headlines are okay. I do try my best to keep the more better written articles neutral as far as the headlines are concerned. Sometimes I just keep the regular headlines. And also, my objective is just to provide you with good quality material. So on my Twitter, you go onto Twitter, you read through my feed. I'm not going to be posting stupid junk like who's sleeping with who, who's doing cocaine where, how much money was smuggled over the border yesterday. Listen, that's all irrelevant. We got bigger problems in this country. And I'm not hoping that I myself am not going to be solving these problems. We got to do that collectively. So this is not about me trying to save the world. This is about me trying to get you quality news. And that's all I care about, whether it's in the form of text, whether it's in the form of video or what have you. I've been posting way too much on social media. I need to tame that down, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm only going to post good quality content, and it might not be continuous posting 24/7. Sorry. Number one, I need to sleep. And number two, there's just not enough hours in the day to focus on posting 24/7. You will get quality posts from me several times a day. I'm thinking at least three times a day on Twitter, once or twice on Facebook. Oh, by the way, if you go to my Twitter profile, which is at Unleashed, it's at Unleashed_1776. That's where you find me on Twitter. If you click on my bio, there's a link on there, and that will bring you to all my social media presence across the internet. So you will find me on Facebook. You will find me on TikTok. You will find me on Instagram, Telegram, you name it. All the major ones, I am there. Some I post on more than others. For example, Facebook is not very engaging when it comes to news. At least it's not as engaging as it used to be. Not for broadcast news like politics or world news. For other areas, it is. With Telegram, I use that mostly as a sourcing tool, but I do post on there, just not as frequently. I also have Instagram, which is all video. Instagram is not really built for news, but it is built for visual. So I have video on there, and all my videos that I get, that I collect, and I post on Twitter and other places are found on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, by the way. And my YouTube is being reserved for future video podcasts. That's going to be further down the road. In the meantime, I'm going to post engaging news videos, and I will combine the two as the podcast develops. So I am definitely across the web. I do not engage in political conversation with people. I want people to understand that as well. Do not try to get into a political engagement with me on social media. I will not respond. I think that political fighting and arguing is a waste of time. You're not going to change my mind on my beliefs. I'm not going to change yours. It never, ever happens. You understand? I understand that. It's a distraction. What we need to focus on, in my opinion, this is my opinion, in this country, is getting back to being better people. We need to connect with each other more. We need to be more compassionate and more empathetic towards each other. We need to be more forgiving towards each other. We need to treat each other with more respect. Once we get those things down, plus a return to our Judeo-Christian roots, and that has nothing to do with religion, by the way. That's just a term that I'm using. You could be an atheist and still believe in the Judeo-Christian roots, because when we had a better sense of our Judeo-Christian roots in this country, when we were living by that stuff, let me tell you something, we were much better off, okay? Our whole quality of life was better. Now, were things perfect? Absolutely not. They were not perfect. And by the way, I hate to tell you this, but things are never going to be perfect in this country. But we are going to be the people who are going to change things in this country. It is not going to be somebody you vote into office. Once we change the atmosphere of this country and the environment of this country, where we have it working for us and for prosperity, if it's not too late, then we can vote politicians into the office who actually are going to work for us. Better quality politicians. And I will tell you more about my beliefs about that in the future. Right now, from the pool of politicians we select from, it's a waste of time. They're all cut from the same cloth. We need a new cloth. But like I said, that's not going to happen until we get our act together first. We need to get our act together first. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea of what I'm all about, what stealth mode is all about. I am going to try to post at the end of every week, because at the end of every week, like on a Friday or a Saturday, probably on a Saturday around 7 o'clock at night, I'm thinking the news cycle dwindles down for the week and there's not a lot going on usually on the weekends as far as the news is concerned. Sure, you can have breaking stories and all that, but for the most part, on a regular week, starting late Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, the news cycle is slow. So I'll give you a recap every Saturday. I'm thinking 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that's all the time I got for now. Space is money. See you later. Have a good one.